Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
Good to see you, man. Thanks for showing up.
Yep.
A great, beautiful Saturday outside. A little, not quite as warm as I'd like it to be, but not bad, eh?
Comfortable. So comfortable.
Comfortable.
So, yes.
Well, what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news we put on thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going there, you should be. It's the news.
You need to know.
You need to know. Exactly right. www.thedailydrift.com. And if you miss the show live here at Wham Talk 1600, you can catch it on rednationrising.us this evening and tomorrow evening. And you can always catch us on Spreaker, SoundCloud, YouTube, and archived at thedailydrift.com. So check it out. We're the easiest show to find, that's for sure. Let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, Whispering Pines Golf Club. Now, if you're out Pinckney Way, Hamburg Way, Whispering Pines is a beautiful golf course. And, of course, the Current has a coupon for them, $20 for 18 holes with a cart, Monday through Friday. So check them out. You can call 734-878-0009. That's 734-878-0009. They're located in Pinckney, Michigan. You can also go to Whispering Pines Golf and Banquets.com. They got a really nice banquet center out there as well. So, beautiful place. Never been there?
No.
Oh, it's a great place.
Got to go sometime.
Yeah, so check it out and go to currentonline.com. The Current June issue will be out this next week here, so we'll probably get delivery on Tuesday after the holiday. And it is the holiday, Memorial Weekend.
Yes.
And so make sure you give
Decoration
thanks,
Day.
Yes, to all our past servicemen and women who have given their all for the country. Yep. So this is not just another Monday off. A lot of us think that way, but
this is actually a hallowed day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a holy day, it's a hallowed day, which is similar, but this is where we remember the fallen. This is not where you go around thanking the vets. That's Veterans Day.
Yep.
This is a day when you think about those who have given all.
They gave it all, every last. So think about it this weekend and pass it on to your children. Let them know, because a lot of kids think it's just another day off school. Well, let them know. Express it. You know, tell them it's about the people who gave their lives for our country and our way of life. So,
then barbecue.
And then barbecue, yes. So I wanted to start out this way. You know, I love it when this show is so much farther ahead of the game.
Ahead of the curve. That's
ahead
us.
Of the curve. And I Facebooked and Twittered out this week. And for those of you that thin layer of civility for me is beginning to crack. And if you've been following me on Twitter at all, I'm starting to
angry
remove
Gary.
That. I am getting that anger because I'm tired. Doggone it. I'm tired of the Democrats and the libs doing everything except what they should be doing and making excuses for these attacks by Islamic radicals. And you know what? I'm on that bandwagon. You know,
yeah.
the ban Islam now type of thing, whatever. Yell at me if you want to. Call me politically incorrect. But that's too doggone bad. You know, that's just the way it is. But one of the worst people in the Democratic Party, frankly, for me, is Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the DNC chair, right? She had a... And this is what's amazing. So, public hearing for the D.C. Capitol Police. She sits on that committee. And when she has her time, she questions him about... If you listen to the whole thing, you hear her questioning him about diversity. Where's your diversity plan?
Yeah.
Screw you and your diversity, too, lady. That's what I would say. Go get your hair washed, is the first thing I would tell her.
Oh, that perm.
For crying out loud. I'm sorry. I went there. But she ends up... Now, remember, back in February on this show, we covered the three IT workers, right?
Yep.
Congressional IT workers that were suspended for accessing Intel committee members, all Democrats, mind you, and Foreign Affairs Committee members, computer systems,
yep.
Right? And nobody, Maria Bartiromo had it and whatnot. But in fact, Derek, before we do track one, can we do track two, which takes us back to our show?
There you go.
And we talked about it and we played Maria Bartiromo. This was Fox Business News because nobody covered it. But Maria Bartiromo did on Fox Business. You got number two ready? All right, play this. This will refresh your memory.
This was huge, and yet I didn't hear it on ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, heard it nowhere except on Fox. I didn't even hear it on Fox. I heard it on Fox Business News. And this is Maria Bartiromo talking about three people that were fired, IT workers from Congress. Go ahead and play this.
Three congressional IT, information technology, IT employees have been fired for accessing members' computer networks without permission. Maria's on the show, knows more about this. Can you fill me in a little bit?
Here are their names, Stuart. Let me tell you what the three people who were fired on Thursday. Abid, Imran, and Jamal Awan. They were barred from computer networks at the House of Representatives on Thursday because they accessed congressmen and congresspeople's computer networks unauthorized. At a minimum, they were fired. They haven't been arrested yet. At a minimum, we know that they accessed computers unauthorized. And they did so in foreign intelligence, foreign affairs, and intelligence committees. Okay, so they were getting very important information, government information. They accessed these computers. That is the least of it. There's also some talk that people are looking into what ties they have to terrorism. Are they impacted by the Muslim Brotherhood? Are they a part of the Muslim Brotherhood? One of them has a criminal background. Couple of questions here. Why? How is it possible that three brothers are hired, Muslim brothers, I'm just saying, to work in Congress and deal with our most intelligent and sensitive information, number one? They were all making $160,000. Why were they paid so much? 22 years old, one of the guys was. The other was 25. They're making $160,000, $161,000, and $165,000. And one of them has a criminal background. How does this happen?
Devil. I hear what you're saying. I mean, these intelligence committees handle our terror strategies, right?
They got information on Benghazi, by the way.
And it looks like they also work for many Democrats in these House.
Good God.
They are thinking that maybe they could be also one of the people, one of the reasons that Debbie Wasserman Schultz's account
got hacked.
Was hacked.
Yeah.
So there's so much more to come on this, Stu. This is an incredible story. I think it's amazing.
All right, okay. So that's like from a week ago.
Okay, so unfortunately,
what were those names again?
Abid, Imran, and Jamal, right?
Yeah,
Awan is their last name, and they're, by the looks of it, Pakistani nationals, right?
And they have a sister who has flown back to Pakistan.
Yes.
So she was implicated.
You're just jumping ahead of the game.
Oh,
here,
I'm sorry.
Crying out, man. Give me a break.
Sorry.
You're just...
I didn't see it in the
nice
notes.
Nice segue, though. But $160,000 these guys were making, which is three times the average congressional IT worker's salaries, right? So the whistles and the bells should be just going off all over the place. And as Maria Bartiromo said, there should be more coming out. Well, the media dropped it like a hot potato. Never heard another word, right? Until. Now, it sounds like Debbie Wasserman Schultz's laptop or one of her people's laptops got caught up in the investigation, right? So she goes into this public hearing with the D.C. police chief, and they're grilling him about his budget and his diversity plan and other things. And the last thing she brings up is the return of my laptop or this laptop in particular. Derek, you got track one ready? All right, now listen closely because this is her kind of grilling him. And if you watch the video, you can go to thedailydrift.com and you can watch the video. You can see she's scared to death, this woman.
Mm-hmm.
She needs that laptop back. I guarantee it. Go ahead and play it.
I'd like to know how Capitol Police handle equipment that belongs to a member or a staffer that's been lost within the Capitol complex and found or recovered
lost.
By one of your officers. What happens?
Sure. Well, it's processed on a what's called a PD-81, which is a property record. And depending on the property, depending on how it's, if you can legitimately determine ownership, then it's generally turned back over to the owner of the property. If it's part of an ongoing case, then there are other things that have to occur for that to happen.
So if a member says that they have equipment that's been lost and you find it, it would be returned to the member?
In the general sense, yes.
Okay.
You have to be able to positively identify the property and be able to establish ownership.
Right. And if ownership is established.
If it's part of an ongoing case, then there are additional things that need to be done.
But if the member owns the equipment and there is no ongoing case related to that member, then the equipment is supposed to be returned.
Right. In a general sense, yes.
No, I mean in a specific sense. If the member loses the equipment, says they lose the equipment,
yes, ma'am,
and it is found by the Capitol Police, it is supposed to be returned.
If ownership has been established,
right,
it'll be returned. If it's subject to an ongoing investigation, there are additional things,
okay,
that need to be turned
over. But not an ongoing investigation related to the member. If the equipment belongs to the member, it has been lost, they say it's been lost, and it's been identified as that member's, then the Capitol Police is supposed to return it. Correct?
Well, it's not I can't give a yes or no answer on that because I know
it's a simple yes or no answer.
Well,
if a member loses the equipment,
yes, ma'am,
and it is found by the Capitol Police or your staff, and it is identified as that member's equipment, and the member is not associated with any case, and that is their equipment, it is supposed to be returned. Yes or no?
Depends on the circumstances, and if the circumstances.
I don't understand how that's possible. Members. Equipment is members' equipment. Under my understanding, the Capitol Police is not able to confiscate members' equipment when the member is not under investigation. It is their equipment, and it's supposed to be returned.
Well, I think there's extenuating circumstances in this case, and I think that, you know, working through counsel and the necessary personnel, if that in fact is the case, and with the permission of through the investigation, and we'll return the equipment. But until that's accomplished, I can't return the equipment.
Okay.
Oh, she's not going to ask it again and again, and he's not going to answer it again.
She ended up threatening him. She
yes.
said there will be consequences,
yes,
Mr. Police Chief.
Yes.
And I don't know how she can get away with that in public, that you can go ahead and threaten the D.C. Police Chief.
Well, let's review how she lost it. Basically, the Awan brothers had it, and they lost it. And so the Awan brothers
lost.
Are now under investigation. And so anything that they had, especially this is in reference to them having access to congressional laptops, well, this laptop was one of them. So this is really evidence. So it's recovered evidence in an investigation. And when she says it's hers, I doubt it's hers. It's most probably the government's that they let her use. It's supposed to be a secure device. So there's so many areas where she's wrong here. She just doesn't have an understanding, especially since she won't let the guy tell her exactly. She asks him a question. She doesn't like the answer, so she asks it again.
Right. This woman is hiding
yep.
something. And it goes right back to Seth Rich, right? So a DNC staffer is shot in the back. He's not robbed. It's not a robbery gone wrong. He's shot in the back. There's video, and nobody's seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Still alive. And now the doctor that attended him before his death, because he was still alive when he got to the hospital, right, is now been tied to John Podesta.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so, you know, the flags and the bells are going off for me, just huge. And yet, the media covers naught.
Let's make clear, John Podesta is part of the Clinton cabal.
Yeah.
I mean, he was her campaign director.
Yep, yep.
So, it's not just a John Podesta. This goes all the way to Clinton.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely amazing. Well, Derek, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk. And if you want to call in on this, 734-822-1600. Love to have your viewpoints. If you think I got my tinfoil hat on, you're free to tell me that as well. But you know what? 2 and 2 equals 4, folks. That's what it comes down to. We'll see you on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Sharia law is evil. There's no other way to put it. There are many aspects to this Islamist resident evil, but one of the most heinous is female genital mutilation. A so-called doctor was just arrested after having performed this unthinkable sadistic procedure on two young girls in a Detroit area clinic. FGM, as it's called, is the removal of the female clitoris and then the sewing shut of the labia, all to deny female sexual satisfaction and assure virginity. This is usually done without anesthesia. Is this too graphic, too grisly for you? You need to know and stand against this and all parts of Islamist insanity. The fake doctor that was arrested for this evil act is facing only 5 years in prison on a federal charge. She should be hung. This happens to young girls all over the Middle East and Africa, and as a matter of course. It happens below the radar in Muslim enclaves all over Europe, and now it has come to America. If you think FGM that was just uncovered in Michigan is a one-off, you're crazy. This is a standard under-the-radar procedure for the devout Islamists in our country. We've let this verminous cult into America, and now it's time to root it out. Ban Sharia in America and those that practice it.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business, or visit ahlawncare.com.
Get ready to drive home a winner. It's Fire Keeper's Fast and Fearless Challenger Giveaway, Saturday, May 27th, with big prizes, free gas, and two brand new Dodge Challengers up for grabs. Starting at 2 p.m., you could be one of nine players to win free gas for a year, plus $1,000 in Red Hot credits. Then the fun really throttles up. At 8 p.m., one player will win a Dodge Challenger SRT. And at 10 p.m., it's the grand prize drawing, a limited edition $65,000 Challenger Hellcat. Earn entries every day. The Fast and Fearless Challenger Giveaway kicks winning into high gear Saturday, May 27th. Fire Keepers, the best promotions, the biggest guaranteed prizes. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. FirekeepersCasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Eddie's Caravan, the doo-woppin'est show on your transistor radio. Conveniently located at the top of the AM dial, every week we travel back in time to the mid-20th century, where we tape the show on location at Everett's Drive-In Restaurant. Join me, Fast Eddie, for a doo-wop extravaganza.
Tune in as musicologist Eddie Krasny plays classic doo-wop and more on Eddie's Caravan, 6 to 8 p.m., Saturday night on Wham!
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, man.
You're always so knowledgeable. It's, you know, you and I have that thing, you know.
Simpatico.
We just... No, you didn't just go.
You said it.
Okay, anyways, I'm glad you're on it. So, we're talking about Debbie Wasserman Schultz threatening to get her, the D.C. police chief, to get her laptop back that's involved with these three Muslim IT workers who were making big bank, and oddly enough, other IT companies in the area are all kind of raising their eyebrows because they're saying, hey, we'll do that job for a quarter of that.
It's called bidding.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're not. They won't take it. So normally, when these politicians have issues like this, they kind of run away, right? Mm-hmm. Well, even staffers on the Hill now are saying, we think there might be a little blackmail going on here because there's no reason that these people continued from February until just recently. And as you mentioned, the wife and sister-in-law of these three brothers, the wife of Imran.
Are they from Tennessee?
Alvi, they're not from Tennessee. Now, she just fled the country.
Yeah.
Right? So it doesn't get much guiltier than that, right? And Here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz crying the blues to get a laptop, her staffers, her own, whoever it is, lost. I like how she said lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Come on. stolen by the people you hired?
Yeah.
And you wonder why your emails got hacked.
And it's evidence in an investigation.
Yeah, it's just crazy. So that kind of stuff is enough to make, if you're not looking at the Democrats and the establishment Republicans for that point as being crooked in D.C., that this swamp does need to be drained. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The corruption in Washington, D.C. is so thick, it's like pea soup fog.
I hope the D.C. police chief is both wearing a vest and he's up on his premiums and his life insurance. It's a shame for him to get robbed walking down the street.
You know what? I wonder if he got the hair on his neck raised when she said there will be consequences.
There will be consequences. Yeah. Didn't John Podesta say there would be consequences for leakers?
He did. And it wasn't long thereafter that Mr. Seth Rich was shot in the back, right? So call it the Clinton body count or the Obama mafia or the DNC Yakuza, whatever it is. Somebody is out there pulling some nasty strings in D.C., so I'm glad we don't live that close to D.C., right? Well, let's move on to something a little more positive, right? So Gianforte wins Montana, despite the fact, and I think it was a setup, that this Guardian reporter ended up pushing him to the edge where he ended up pushing this reporter down. He said, "You're scheming my glasses. You broke my glasses." Whatever.
Well, he may have yanked his chain, but there really is no excuse for blowing up to degree.
Okay. Well, the nice thing is, and this is the difference
on tape.
Yeah, this is the difference between Democrat and a Republican, right? We've got Gianforte doing his acceptance speech after he won the election. Derek, you got track three ready? All right, listen to Gianforte on this.
And when you make a mistake, you have to own up to it. That's the Montana way.
Amen.
Last night I made a mistake. And I took an action that I can't take back. And I'm not proud of what happened. I should not have responded in the way that I did. And for that, I'm sorry.
And you're forgiven.
I should not have treated that reporter that way. And for that, I'm sorry, Mr. Ben Jacobs. I also want to apologize for the Fox News team that was there. And I'm sorry to each one of you that we had to go through this. That's not the person that I am, and it's not the way I'll lead in this state. Rest assured, our work is just beginning, but it does begin with me taking responsibility for my own actions. You deserve a congressman who stays out of the limelight and just gets the job done. I promise to work hard to protect our precious way of life.
All right. Wow, I didn't hear one but in there. I was just hanging on it, you know, but he deserved it.
Yeah, no.
That was one of the best apologies I've ever heard.
I think it was heartfelt, too.
Yeah,
I mean, this guy is a class act. He's a gentleman.
Yep.
And you know what? You got to put yourself in the moment. As he said on the tape that everyone played over and over and over again when he allegedly pushed this guy down or whatever, you know, this wasn't the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen how these pajama boys like to get up in your face and do whatever, and then they bait you to the point where, hey, you know, number one, you're in Montana, dude, and that's where real men live. And if you get in somebody's face and you start acting up, you might get a little pushed down. And unfortunately for you, this is America, brother, and we're not the safe spaces in the universities for you to be. You walk into a man's office and insult him or get in his way or get pushy, you might get pushed back. That's just the way it is.
I'm going to go with Gianforte. He apologized. He realized what he did was wrong. What he did was wrong. I don't think there was any call for it, no matter the provocation.
Yeah.
But, you know, class act.
Class acted.
I mean, I can understand where you are. I might react like that, but we're not running for Congress either.
But here's the takeaway, right? So the media plays this up. I think it was a setup. I'll bet $20. It was, I'll get him in his face and see if we can get a bad reaction.
I believe that,
And the media plays it up like, we're going to throw this guy down. This is a Democratic win. We're putting this rube into place out there as the congressman that was Zinke, right? I think he replaced. And you lost media. You lost liberals. No matter how hard you tried and worked,
it was a vote against the media.
It was indeed. All right, there's the hard break. We'll see you all on the other side. 734-822-1600. Call in if you want to. We'll see you on the other side.
People are always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Welcome to News Radio. I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump heading home from the G7 summit and his first trip abroad as president, first telling troops at the U.S. Naval Station in Sicily that NATO members must pay their financial share.
The U.S. is currently paying much more than any other nation, and that is not fair to the United States or the United States taxpayer.
The president also says he'll decide next week on whether to continue U.S. support for the 2015 Paris Climate Accord President Obama signed. Some holiday weekend barbecues could get hit by severe weather in Kansas, Oklahoma, and other parts of the nation's midsection.
A very large chunk of the country, and we're going to see some incredibly strong winds tonight. We'll see some very large hail, and we'll likely see some pretty big tornadoes today. Places like Tulsa and Joplin over towards Springfield. The severe weather is going to go throughout the overnight hours as well.
Fox meteorologist Rick Wright says flash flooding a danger in some areas too. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your bridge to recovery and wellness is WellBridge. WellBridge is redefining the rehabilitation and nursing care experience with the most amazing care facilities you've ever seen. All WellBridge locations offer a resort-like atmosphere, and their driving goal is to provide each guest with an epic experience. Here's former patient Evelyn Danielson from Brighton.
When I got into my room, there were happy faces welcoming me. The PT people there peeked around the door the next morning and said, "You're going to walk with us." And I said, "Oh, no, I can't." But I did. They don't push you. They lead you very kindly. And the next thing you know, you're doing it. They have a wonderful attitude.
For rehabilitation and nursing care, ask for something epic. Ask for WellBridge. In Brighton, Fenton, Novi, and Pinckney. Now looking for talented nurses and certified nurse assistants to join their growing team, WellBridge invites everyone to learn more about them at thewellbridgegroup.com. WellBridge, your bridge to recovery and wellness starts here.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton, just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
It's so good to be in studio with you.
Yes, it's kind of nice to spend, it's a little regularity, right? Every Saturday we get to come in and get to vent a little bit. Yeah, so, well, let's take care of our sponsor this half hour, Borg Jennings Funeral Homes. Losing a loved one affects the entire family. Do you have a plan in place to begin the healing process? Borg Jennings Funeral Home does a great job. They have locations in Hamburg, Howell, Manchester, and Brooklyn, Michigan. You can visit them online, Borek, B-O-R-E-K, Jennings, J-E-N-N-I-G-I-N-G-S.com, BorkJennings.com, or you can call them at 810-231-0200. Very nice people. very caring, and they've got a great plan, actually, for, we're going to have to try and get them on one of these days, for dealing with the loss of a loved one. So it's not just a funeral. It's a process, and you need to look at it that way. So BorkJennings.com, 810-231-0200. Okay, so let's move on a little bit and talk about this alleged Comey memo, right?
Yeah.
Big stink. And according to the media, it's the big Comey memo talking about Donald Trump trying to stop it. Number one, let's go back to that. I think what Donald Trump said, and I'll kind of paraphrase a little bit, I hope you can see this to be let go or whatever. That is not a command. That's a hope. And who wouldn't want that for General Flynn? He served his country. He's a good guy. It, whatever happened, you certainly, if there was something there, you would have charged him already.
My take is that Trump was taking the same, could have taken it a different way, and he could have said, could you see it in your heart to give General Flynn the same treatment you gave Hillary Clinton?
Now, yes,
right.
There you go.
That's exactly
what's the difference?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, since when in my vocabulary, since when is hope a command or an order to do anything?
Yeah.
I hope.
Unless you're blinking furiously.
Yeah.
Or
giving
winking.
Him the wink.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean? Giving him in the ribs and whatnot. Come on, Mr. Comey. Go ahead, because you know what? He would have perjured himself in previous testimony if he says that, right?
Well, and the other thing, is it Comey at no time said anything to anybody else about, hey, this attempt was made to influence my decision, which he would have been required to do had it happened.
Yeah.
Had he taken it seriously.
That's
Let's
right.
Put it
and
that
even
way.
McCabe, right, who is the holdover, he's now the interim mm-hmm. FBI guy, he's
yeah.
an Obama guy, said there has been no instructions to not investigate.
Yeah.
Right? And that's coming from an Obama acolyte, Andrew McCabe, who now heads up the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the smoke that the media keeps putting out there is just pure bunk.
Just smoke.
It is.
This is one case where there's a smoke generator and no fire.
It's a fog machine.
The media is the smoke generator.
Yes.
There is no fire.
Well, so the FBI on Thursday declined a congressional request for the explosive memos by former Director James Comey detailing his interactions with President Trump. House Oversight Committee and other congressional panels requested the memos earlier this month from the New York Times. Comey allegedly wrote in one, that Trump had asked him to shut down the FBI's investigation into Michael Flynn. A, saying, I hope, is not instructing him to yeah. shut down any investigation. And Mr. Comey, you said there was no instruction from anybody. So don't try and come out and lie now, sir. You've already proven yourself to be an incompetent when it comes to running the FBI. In a letter to Oversight Chairman Jason Chaffetz, the FBI's Assistant Director for Congressional Affairs, Gregory Brower, said the Bureau can't provide the memo until it consults with Robert Mueller, the new special counsel. All right. Really? Come on. You want to talk about, if there's something going on there, I want to see it. You know, bring it out for the rest of us to see, for crying out loud. We've been dealing with this for 18 months.
Once again, I like what Alan Dershowitz, consummate Democrat and law professor, says. There's no crime here.
Yeah.
What are we investigating? What do you hope to find when there's no instance or inkling of a crime that's been committed?
Yeah. It's insanity. Let's take a call from Joe in Wyandotte, who actually wants to talk about board attacks. Joe, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks. But first, what is it with women named Debbie and the Democrat Party? You got Debbie, please wash your face, Schultz. And then, of course, Debbie Dingbat, which everybody, of course, needs to support Jeff Jones for Congress.com. He's up and running in the midterms 2018 already to make sure we replace Debbie Dingbat. And then, of course, there's Debbie Stabenow, which everybody thinks.
Joe, that's Walter's job to do that.
More and more people join my Facebook group. Thanks a lot, Debbie, to make sure we replace her. But, you know, what is it with Debbies and Democrats?
Yeah, you hit all 3 points very well, Joe. I'll agree with them on all of them.
Oh,
we need to replace Debbie Dingell. We need to replace Debbie Stabenow. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz just needs to go away. If I were Tom Perez, the DNC chair, I'd be like, Debbie, shut up and go away, because you're just making it even worse.
That's the good side of things, though. It's almost good that she and Nancy Pelosi are still high-level spokespeople for Democrats, because they're just such an hurting and Maxine Waters.
Well, there
oh,
you
my
go.
God, the never-ending gift that Maxine Waters is for the stupidity that the Democrats stand for is just amazing. But, yeah, thedailydrift.com, which, of course, the news you need to know, everybody needs to go there. You had on there about the border tax, and I want to extend it to just tax reform in general. They need to get to that, and I will not support a tax reform package if it has a border tax. I do not support an import tax that American consumers would have to pay in smoot-hawleyism that would turn the O'Blunder recovery, and I spell recovery W-R-E-C-K-overy, it's a wreck of a recovery, into a full-blown recession. We have to learn from history. It wouldn't make the depression, but it would deepen the current recession. And there's no excuse that they shouldn't, in the first 100 days, just ignored the whole overall tax reform and passed what we all agree on, a repatriation, one-time 0% repatriation of corporate funds from abroad to bring that money back into our economy and kick up the GDP growth.
Absolutely. I think there's other ways to tackle that issue than the punitive border tax. And certainly there are ways that we can pay for the tax reform as well. And I think a big part of that will be just an improved economy. I mean, it's already improving greatly, right?
Well, like you said, the repatriation of corporate funds abroad, that would do a lot right there to bring industry back into the United States, where we wouldn't worry about the importation and a tax on imports, hopefully.
Yeah, that 15% would be huge for a corporate tax. What else you got, Joe?
Well, again, they should have done that in the first 100 days. That could have been a simple one-page bill, and it would have really been a kick to the economy already.
Well,
I don't know why they're waiting on that and why they insist on holding that hostage to other things. We can do separate things in smaller bills. All this omnibus process has got to stop.
Yeah, there's a lot of things they should have done already that concern me, but hey.
Yeah. All right, well, Joe, appreciate the call, man.
All right, see you, Joe.
Take care, my friend.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's take a quick call from Gary in Hazel Park. Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Gary.
This memo that everybody's talking about, now, unless it's time-stamped or is notarized, it's just hearsay. Any guy can write a note to himself.
A friend of mine showed something on Facebook. It was like a legal binder that had a handwritten note on there, and it says, a memo from me, Comey. And it was hilarious. You know, like, yeah, how do you know what it really says, and you know.
Right. It should not be admissible in any kind of court or proceedings at all.
Yeah, again, it's just hearsay.
Just because somebody misremembers something doesn't make it what really happened. People misremember conversations all the time and swear later they said something else. And if you wrote it down shortly after, it doesn't mean you heard it the way it was said or that you're remembering it the way it was said.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, I'm pretty sure you gentlemen understand that eyewitnesses don't mean anything. You get 10 people witnessing the same event, and you have 10 different accounts.
Yeah, exactly right. What else you got, Gary?
You guys have a nice time.
All right. Thank you, sir, for
Thanks
the call.
For calling in.
I always love having your calls. Thank you. All right. Well, Derek, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about Bill de Blasio and the FBI. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Everybody needs some time to just turn on the radio and rock. You'll love the Roan Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. It all gets underway at 4 p.m. with the Saturday edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show. From 6 to 8, get hip to Fast Eddie, spinning the classics on Eddie's Caravan.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots music with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet. From 10 to midnight, it's Dan Martin bringing you the finest music from the United Kingdom on London Calling. At midnight, DJ Del Villarreal wraps things up with his Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go. Theron's Saturday Night Rock and Rhythm Review. It all starts at 4 p.m. Saturday, only on the musical side of Wham.
I'm Derek Stone with 60 Seconds on Sports. Former Indianapolis Colts and Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning will be hosting the ESPY Awards on July 12th. Manning is a far cry from previous MCs like Samuel L. Jackson, Dennis Miller, and Jamie Foxx, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. ESPN has lost their footing in the sports television world due to their recent firing of 100 employees, so it makes perfect sense for them to bring in one of the most iconic quarterbacks in National Football League history to start bringing the viewers back to their network. Peyton Manning isn't going to wow anyone with his sense of humor, which has been a prerequisite of previous ESPY Awards hosts, but he will present the awards program with integrity, dignity, and grace. I'm Derek Stone, and this is my 60 Seconds on Sports.
Diggett Contracting Incorporated says in some emergencies, blood must be shipped from outside the area. This takes time, and sometimes a patient does not have time. Be a lifesaver and donate blood today. It's safe, simple, and it saves lives. This special announcement from Diggett Contracting Incorporated, where their quality service and expertise have earned them a fine reputation. For information, call 734-426-1612. That's 734-426-1612.
Bourbon on the Rocks.
Okay, so I'm not really sure how to break this to some of you here, but I have to do it. If you actually believe that Bill Nye is actually a science guy, then you probably also believe that Captain Kangaroo was a real captain and the professor on Gilligan's Island was actually a professor. I mean, come on, people, are you serious?
Don't miss Bourbon on the Rocks with Thomas LeDuc, Saturday mornings at 6 on Wham! You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. And Derek, we have an audio from one of our longtime listeners, Jenny. Now, I think it was last week or the week before we asked,
where's Jenny?
Where's Jenny? We hadn't heard from her. And she said, you know, I'm tired of the bad news and everything. So I didn't really, but she goes, she wanted to correct. She goes, I'm still here. I'm okay. So she sent us an audio email, which was really cool. Jenny's been around forever with us. Derek, go ahead and play that.
Hey, Gary, how you doing? It's me, Jenny. I just wanted to prove to you that I'm doing okay. I hope you can play this. I'm going to send you, this is an audio email. Anyway, I still listen to you just about every week. I don't listen to you when you have that fool Wahlberg on. That guy, he says nothing, he does nothing. So I don't listen to him. And Steve Gruber has him on every week. Man, I get so sick of it, I just turn it off then. It's like, give me a break. The guy does nothing and says nothing when he's talking to people. Just a bunch of double talk, nothing. But, you know, that's Tim Wahlberg. What are you going to do? That's most of these idiots now. But anyway, yeah, I do listen to you. And, of course, I still love the show. But I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know what to say anymore. And, you know, I'm saying it right now. So, you know, but you're going to still have him on, that stupid Wahlberg. And so is Steve. So I'll just quit listening to that. But, you know, and that's my choice. It's called free markets. And anyway, but otherwise, you guys have good shows. And I listen to the Defending Fathers every day. And I have to get them on. They're not, I don't know, my tuner's not working for WYPV right now, but TuneIn still works. So I listen to them every day. until 11, and then Wham has them on at 11. I really like them. They're great. You should check them out if you have time sometime. Listen to, I don't know if they have podcasts or not. But anyway, I'm doing good. I'm just mad at all these idiots. I love Trump, you know. He's a good man, and they just do everything they can to knock him down. And it's stupid.
Okay. So,
signed Jenny.
So you can't say I'm in Tim's pocket, right? I just played that on it. And Tim listens to the show, and I'm sure he's going, Gary, what are you saying?
You know, yes, the last inauguration you get invited right. to.
So, and you know what? I Jenny, I have the same concern sometimes because, you know what? I want my congressman to be the dude on Fox News leading the charge, being abrasive, and getting out there and fixing. That's not Tim. But you know what? Tim has done a far better job than any Democrat that shower we had for 2 years. And so, Tim, you work with what you got, and Tim has done some things. He just hasn't always been on the forefront of what we want. And Tim is one of those guys, he's trying to get along, to move things along in a slow fashion, which most of us don't want anymore because we're tired of that slow fashion.
Well, I'd suggest, maybe next time we have Tim on, we open the phones up. I mean, the time I think I called, I had Tim on when you were off. Yeah. I asked people to ask questions that I could pose to Tim before he got on. And, you know, Jenny, you could do something like that instead of avoiding him, confront him.
Yeah.
Say, hey, what's the deal? Let him talk. Let him answer. Challenge him back.
Yeah. Tim's heart is in the right place. He just doesn't always fulfill it. And you know, he's just not one of those abrasive personalities. So he's not going to go out there and be a Trey Gowdy or whatever. But it's what you've got to work with, folks. Until we get a Trey Gowdy or something, Tim's what we got, and he's doing a pretty good job. Yeah. So I support Tim. Am I always happy with him? No, I'm not always happy with him. But I'm certainly happier than I would be with a Democrat in that position.
And I think, once again, I'm not in their position. You say you want a firebrand, but you got to get reelected. You got to represent your entire constituency.
Right, exactly. All right, so we've got a call in line, but let's do this track first. So the FBI, right? The FBI is supposed to be our enforcer of laws, follow the laws, keeping us safe. But take a listen to this of what's going on with track 4 on the FBI. This is from Circa Broke This News and Sarah Carr. Go ahead and run it.
The FBI illegally shared data it collected with unauthorized third parties and federal contractors, according to a document recently declassified by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. 10 pages of the document from the FISA court show a history of violations in the FBI, like one case where foreign intelligence data on an American in the U.S. was disclosed to a forbidden party. Amy Jeffries, who the FISA court appointed to assess the FBI, wrote in the document the Bureau does not distinguish between U.S. and non-U.S. persons in its databases. That allowed the FBI to query data on an American for purposes of any criminal investigation or even an assessment. The Obama administration changed the minimization rules outlined in Section 702 of the FISA Act to aid the intelligence community's fight against terror threats like terror cells, lone wolf attacks, and cyber attacks. Jeffries concluded the FBI's minimization procedures do not provide sufficient safeguards to protect the privacy and civil liberties interests at stake. This comes despite public assurances made on May 3rd by former FBI Director James Comey that the data used by the Bureau was
lawfully collected, carefully overseen and checked.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill say Fourth Amendment protections need to be assured.
If this develops in the way it appears to be going, it'll be bigger than anything else we've talked about quite a while.
Lawmakers have told Circa they want the law to be revised, and behind closed doors, they're doing just that. For Circa in Washington, I'm Sarah Carter.
Okay.
Well, I'm surprised Flynn's name didn't pop up in any of that, you know, because that's exactly how they got him.
Yep. Oh, absolutely. So, you know, here it is, our top of the line, right, law enforcement unit in the country, mm-hmm. the FBI, is doing things. What third party and prohibited party did they share that information with?
The Clinton campaign?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it should be enough to make people this is how bad it's gotten in Washington. The FBI has been politicized. CIA, politicized. NSA, politicized. Mm-hmm. So they're no longer the neutral keepers of justice, right? Yeah. They're out there screwing the American people, screwing the American voter, and trying to push the agenda of some globalist New World Order garbage, right?
You know what happens is when you get into the federal bureaucracy, you end up living in Washington. When you do that, you buy real estate in Washington. And when you buy real estate in Washington, you realize that if the government were ever to shrink, the value of the house you bought and paid high a dollar for is going to lose value. So,
yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's take a call from Walter in Belleville. Walter, I haven't heard from you in a while.
There he is.
Well, all right, guys. That's right, I'm back.
Good to have you, Walter. What's going on?
Hey, man, I wanted to say something about the dirty, unclean diapercrats. That's right, I said it again. They're the most wickedest, evilest people on the planet Earth. Only thing that changed them clowns is kick every last one of them out of this country. And I'm going to add some to the new list of the ones that should get up out of this country. Those dirty, false Republicans, including the famous John McCain, Stephon McCain, and Lindsey Graham.
Tokyo John?
Yeah. As usual.
Hanoi John.
I'm talking about the Congress and them clowns who is not moving fast to get this health care bill out of the way. And tax reform. They can't stand Donald Trump. They are counterfeits, fake frauds, and phonies that they are, a bunch of dirt bombs. That's right, I said it. They need to join Al Shriveled Up Sharpton. And by the way, before I go past Al Shriveled Up Sharpton, you know, every time that clown lies, he loses an extra pound.
it's like Stephen King, huh? Thinner, right?
Yeah.
That's right. He keep lying, he going to disappear. We ain't got to worry about him no more. Okay.
What do you give him, a year?
Now, join him and, let's take a trip down memory lane. Miley Cyrus, Cher, throw her in there. And there's another one.
Katy Perry.
A well-known Hollywood actor, black guy by the name of Sam Ain't Never Where Been Well Jackson, who I call Samuel Jackson. They said they were going to leave this country and go to Canada, right? Well, who needs to join them is some sabotaging Republicans, and all of them need to get up out of this country and never come back.
Yeah. Well, you make a great point, Walter, because you know what? Speaker Ryan and Senate Majority Leader McConnell, you know what? Take us back to 51 votes. That's my favorite hashtag out on Twitter now. 51 votes. Let's just get you. You know, here's the one they always bring up to Tim when he is on. EMP, right? Whether it's a mass coronal ejection or an EMP from Iran or Russia or whoever, our grid is at risk, the electrical grid. And millions of Americans will die, especially on the East Coast and the West Coast, where we have huge concentrations of population. Electricity and goes down for months. People are dying in droves. And the Congress, Tim and Speaker Ryan, they have passed that bill multiple times, an EMP protection, a hardening of the grid. And the Senate does absolutely nothing. And that includes that piece of human garbage, Debbie Stabenow, and Gary Peters, our two Michigan senators, who will do anything to block progress. That's what they do. That's what they're best at. So enough is enough. Mitch McConnell, take the Senate back to 51 votes, and let's get something done for crying out loud. You've got the Senate, you got the House, you got the presidency. Let's make some progress for crying out loud.
Yeah, they're showing themselves to be the counterfeits that they always been. I don't know how they keep getting reelected. I tell you what, Donald Trump, and by the way, them tweets and all that stuff, keep it up, Donald Trump. I keep hearing these fake people calling Hugh Corn Chip Chewing here at the show.
Yeah.
Who should reduce down to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That clown is, he's so wishy-washy, you don't know who he is. Don't get me started on him, man. These people are, he needs to stop his tweets. No, his tweets.
That's why Steve Gruber has a show.
Yeah, we love the tweets. Well, Walter, we're running out of time here. Great call, man. Don't take so long to get back to us next time, would you?
All right, man.
All right, take care. We'll see you. All right, and folks, last thing tonight, if you got nothing to do, get your butt out to Burroughs Roadhouse, 810-227-6000, burroughs-roadhouse.com. They got some great bands coming up in June, so check them out, give them a call, and see who's playing. And we'll see you next week. Until then, go to thedailydrift.com. It's the news.
You need to know.
You need to know. All right, see you then.